Welcome back to the All Out NRL Fantasy Podcast. Team list for round one, part two, has just dropped, so we're getting straight into it. I'm welcomed with Dor and Bent once again. How are we, boys?
Not too bad.
I'm great.
Cord?
That's the way. Look, we're going to get straight into team list because that's why we're here. Knights versus Raiders, the first game on Thursday night. Some big ins for the Knights, boys. Dylan Lucas has won the edge role, which means Jed Cartwright, the cheapie that a lot of people had in the centres, isn't going to be playing. Do we see Lucas as a buy, boys, potentially, or are you going to avoid him there?
He's a maybe for me, but I don't think I'm going to have him.
And before you go, the Kypiers Paul chat or rumours that he was going to start is completely rubbish. So whoever posted that.
Yeah, no good. No good at all.
Hide.
Look, Dylan Lucas, my concern is, as the man you just touched on, Pierce Paul, is on the bench. And the rumors are that, Lucas wasn't any guarantee to start at second row. So he obviously is starting now. But I feel like Pierce Paul is going to play at maybe 20 to 30 minutes, which means Lucas probably only going to get 50, 60 minutes.
Yep.
And priced at 558K. I just think there's better options that we could discuss later on for a bit less and with a better role. So I'm probably not going to be going there unless I know he's playing 80 minutes.
Other than Chuala getting the wing spot, there's nothing really else for the Knights teamless news. We're going Ponga in our teams, definitely. He's just an excitement machine to watch. So he'll be in our
Pingu
teams.
Pongu.
He'll be in our team as an early release there for the viewers. Moving on to the Raiders, though, always very interesting with Ricky's selections. The good news for fantasy coaches is that Ethan Strange has got the 5/8 position. He's locked down that number 6 jersey.
Yeah, the bad news is that Weeks is 18th man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Look, I'll be honest. I'm getting Strange straight into that center role.
Yeah.
250K, 100%. Absolutely a must-have now. The other one that I've seen a lot of DMs from, boys, is they have Seb Chris on their reserves as that looping position. Are you guys looking at Seb Chris at all before he comes back, or is it just too big of a risk?
I'm certainly not.
Nah, yeah, I'm not going Seb Chris. He's probably going to get that fullback spot when he comes back, but just this early on to be trying that, I think, is just, yeah. No go, especially you could miss out on like a good cheapie or something like that, and then you're behind the eight ball, and then you got to pay more for them. So
yeah, well said.
Yeah, for me, I wouldn't be getting Seb Chris in until he's actually back and playing.
Another one here that's won the second row spot is Zach Hosking. He sort of announced himself onto the fantasy scene last year playing for Penrith. He's now at the Raiders. Is he a little option there at? In the second row, is there just too much talent on the bench or too much minutes on the bench for other
people? My concern's nothing to do with the bench from this weekend. My concern is Whitehead is not there. He's apparently out injured, which means that obviously Hoskins is now starting. All the reports, basically the last few weeks, had been Hoskins coming off the bench as a bench second rower. Whitehead, this is probably his last year, so Hoskins is probably more of an option next year rather than this year. So unless there's injuries to Whitehead, like a bad injury, which I don't wish upon anyone, but to Whitehead or Hudson Young, I wouldn't be touching Hoskins.
Yeah. I think that's
Morgan Smithies. Smithies, I guess, is someone to touch on there with Horsburgh, I think, out for another like 3-4 weeks there. Smithies is probably going to play good minutes there at the lock position.
Look, the the only downside to him is that we don't really know what his output is going to be. And also, he's 520K. Like, there's probably some better options around that price mark that I'm looking at with a better role and job security. So
he also plays edge for fantasy wise. He's only as an edge.
Yeah.
So that in my opinion hurts his cause because we've got a lot of good second row options that are a bit cheaper than Smithies.
Agreed. Warriors Sharks on the Friday, first game there. Obviously RTS is in the
centers. The Waz.
he's an interesting option, RTS. I know there was a bit of conversations with us surrounding if we get him in our teams at all. No real surprises For the Waz, there was one that we were looking at. Tohu Harris is only in 2.4% of teams. And with the bench that they've picked, I'm tipping Tohu Harris to have quite a few minutes or a big minute role. What do we think of him?
Yeah.
He's looking good. He's looking like a buy for me, honestly. Like, just look at that, the number one thing that I've taken out of this one is Tohu Harris. With that bench, Lusick, Ale, Afoa, and Walker. But like surely 70 minute plus.
Yeah, that's what it looks
like. Yeah, that's exactly. You've got Lusick as a hooker, and then you've got Dylan Walker as, you know, potentially, you know, can help out
utility role.
Utility role, exactly, Cord. And then Ale and Bunty Afoa there. Mitch Barnett's not going to play 80 minutes. He can, but I don't think he will. So yeah, I think Harris is in for a good 65 to 80 minute role. Look,
historically, Tohu Harris, like over his whole career, 60 minutes plus, he averages 53. That'll do me. He's a very good option.
What is he priced at again, Court?
736K. Yeah, so I reckon that's a fantastic option if you didn't go the Haas or Murray's in the first couple of games there in Vegas.
I think so. The only other thing, I guess, the only other touching points from the Waz there is Tuopiki getting the fullback spot. There was obviously some talks that RTS was potentially going to go back there. Rocco Berry getting the center spot, and then Lukey Metcalf getting the sixth spot over Harris Tavita and Tamaro Martin.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's good for if you were to go Metcalf. I don't think he's a huge fantasy buy, good super coach player, but yeah, fantasy wise, just not enough base. But that's really it for the Waz.
Yeah, the Sharkies door, Nicholas Hines, obviously named for the Sharks. The more that we look, the more we think about it, and the more we go into depth about Hines, is the more reason why we're not going to be picking him this year, just to start, obviously.
Yeah, we'll probably look to get him later on in the year, but I just think, as I think Ben's touched on last week, with Trindle coming in there in the halves as a permanent role, take a bit away from the kick meters. Hines also was only just declared fit today to play, so he was under a bit of uncertainty there. If he was to go, if he was to play this week. So, yeah, I think we could get Hines, as Ben said again, around 800K in a few weeks' time, hopefully. That's what we're praying for, anyway.
By no means is he a bad buy.
No.
1 million, I just don't think he's
so
worth
overpriced
that.
For me.
Especially if we're going, like, you're locking in Cleary. I think that with, you know, the team list that come out today, we might need that extra, you know, couple of hundred K there. So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. Another one for the backs for the Sharks. Talakai has won the center role, which means Iroh is the 18th man. Another cheapie that fantasy coaches will miss out on.
I think it's just something to wait on with Iroh, Cord. I think that him being 18th man for me was a bit unexpected. I expected him to be in those 20s spots. So to me, it seems like he's actually a bit closer than we think. He'd probably slot in there at center, and Talakai would move back to the bench and play like a sort of back row, like forward role sort of thing. So I'd say Iroh, obviously don't get him in your side, but one to watch.
And the other news out of the Sharks camp is that Cameron McInnes, now captain, has won the starting lock role. Notorious PPM beast. Is he another option, boys, for your teams at 700K-ish? Or would you rather go to Harris?
He's tempting, but I'm looking at that bench and they're literally all forwards. I can't see him getting, obviously, crazy minutes. And at that price that he is, I think it's just, I don't see any upside there. Although he will be a good, you know, points per minute player, I just don't think he's going to make money. And I think there's other players I'd go for that have a bit more value.
Yeah.
I know it sucks, but unfortunately, he's probably one of those players that we need to see, like, how many minutes he actually gets this week. Because if he's playing 80 minutes, he's almost a must-have.
Yeah, agreed.
So, just with Finucan there on the bench, and like Ben said, Jack Williams, there's two locks there on the bench. Whether they move, like, Williams to second row and Finucan to a prop, I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Storm and Panthers on the other game on Friday night. No real surprises from the Storm, really. Pappenhausen, must-have buy for fantasy. The second row is Joe Chan has got the second row gig.
That's the one surprise, I guess. From
which means Sean Bloor doesn't get the spot. Is he a sleeper by there, boys, or is there just too many people to come back for the Storm to, you know, warrant his selection?
Well, they have Bloor sitting there at 18th man, which is a bit of a worry. Chan's one of those players for me where I'm going to just watch how he goes. I think if he plays well, And depending on how he goes in round one, I might bring him in. But at this point, I'm going to avoid both and just see what happens.
Yep.
With Sean Bloor, from what I've heard out of Storm Camp, was that he's basically had some issues coming back from this injury. So he's not really at full fitness yet. So I think that's why he's there. I don't expect him to come straight back in. I think he could take someone like Chris Lewis's spot on the bench. And then eventually go into that 80-minute second row role.
Yep.
But I think it's for now, I wouldn't be getting Bloor. But you could take a punt on someone like Joe Chan. I think maybe round 5-6, Bloor will probably be starting, playing big minutes there for the Storm. So look to get him in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, and no real surprises for the Panthers. Mitch Kenny obviously out for his Boxing Day antics.
Yeah,
which means
only one
Summerton
week.
Gets the 9 jersey, so no real pickup there for the Panthers. Cleary's a must-have. Get him in your teams.
Yeah, everything else is pretty. It's basically the same
side, yeah.
As the World Club Challenge. Obviously, Sorensen not back yet either from injury, so
yep.
Garner gets the start there. But everything else, Taruva's obviously recovered from that little injury he suffered. So, as you said, Cord, not much to take away from
that.
No,
there is a
Panthers.
Bit from this game, though, Dor. The Eels and the Doggies. Starting with the Eels, Brad Arthur's backflipped on his 9s selection call, which means Lussick and Hands will share the minutes.
Shame.
Look, big shame. And I'm really struggling to pick out and back up 9 to if you didn't go cheese in the Vegas games.
I'm holding it in here, Cord and Bans. Like, Brad Arthur, once again, absolutely ruining everything. This is multiple seasons where he is absolutely, you know, screwed over us fantasy coaches. And, like, you look at the paper and what Hands has done in his...
disgraceful, okay.
It was just like putting Dylan
chances.
Brown in the centers last year.
Yeah,
disgraceful.
No. So, I feel for poor old Brendan, but I guess we'll move.
It's an interesting question, who's going to be your backup hooker. Because if you didn't go cheese, you're in a bit of hurt at the moment. But another news for the Eels. Shawnee Lane has got the starting spot, and so has Cartwright, which means Madison... is on the bench. I probably wouldn't even go both either of them, to be honest, because they got Madison, Offahand Gowie, and Tuolungi on the bench. So, big avoids there.
Look, the Eels forward pack is seriously stacked.
It is stacked.
I'd say it's too stacked. There's probably a couple of those players that should be at other clubs playing more minutes. Like Ryan Madison, for example, you know, slot him in at, like, say, the Broncos or Melbourne Storm at lock. Like, you know, he's playing big minutes there at those clubs, and he's probably, you know, Madison's a great PPM player. But look, they've got four good second rowers there, and with Hopgood, who could play second row as well, you've got 5.
I actually can see Sean Lane playing 80 here, low-key, because Hands goes on for Lussick, Madison will go on for Hopgood, and then Offahand Gowie and Tuolungi will most likely go on for the two props.
So, I
don't know about Tuolungi.
I am so hesitant to pick an Eels forward.
I own Lane right now on my team, but I'm looking at that trash button right now just because I'm looking at that bench and that is worrying.
I honestly look at all those players, all the second rowers, that Lane, Cartwright, Hopgood, Madison, and Tuolungi. The one player who I think plays the most minutes is either Hopgood or Lane.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be touching any other player
unless
it's Madison somehow plays like 60 minutes, but I don't think it's likely.
No, I wouldn't. Moving on.
Morgan Harper? Seriously, what's going on there?
Oh, don't go there.
Is Stephen Crichton in for a field day or Karaz? Like, seriously,
honestly,
if you gamble, gamble responsibly, but I'd be loading on whoever's on opposite on the other side, either Crichton or Karaz for a few meaties, boys.
Look,
anyway, Cord, get onto the Doggies.
The Doggy side are always unpredictable as well. Karaz has won the center spot, which means Zeri or Jerry or whatever.
Sherry. Yeah.
He doesn't get the spot. So, look, another interesting one here is Jamin Salmon has the lock position, which is actually not that bad, to be honest.
The Week Gutter Dog.
The Week Gutter
Dog. He is back and
shout
he
out
is
the,
bye.
Shout out the Week Gutter Dog. The 300K in fantasy? Whack
he
him
is,
in your teams.
He's
whack him in your teams.
He's Yeah, well, look, it's, yeah, he's 289K at
an
edge.
Bye.
He's only an edge, though, so I'd probably, with, like, some of the options that we're discussing or going to discuss, I'd say that he's definitely a spot for, yeah, an emergency or a bench spot.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, really
great,
is.
Great option there, Dor. Bye. Josh Curran on the bench, which that means, and Sammy Hughes is on the bench. Sammy Hughes, obviously, a bye there, but yeah. Josh Curran, big avoid.
Big
yeah, point. until he gets that 13th spot, he could drop a bit more money now with that bench on the bench. So I'd just be waiting. I don't know if this is going to last with the with Salmon at lock.
It could be a disaster.
Yeah, but for now, I think definitely he's don't get Curran to start the season. And at that price, you've got to get Salmon.
Yeah, Titans Drags, one of the main games of the week for sure. Keeney gets the fullback spot, and now boys. I'm a bit high on Keeney at the moment because there is talk that Campbell will be back around 6.
Yeah,
so can Keeney generate enough cash to get to Campbell's 400 and whatever K he is?
450, I think he is.
Yeah, to trade him out. And I'm backing the man. I think he could get it done.
Well, yeah. I was high on Keeney, but then I heard reports that Campbell was looking at round 3 that he was going to return, which was the week after the bye. The Titans have the round 2 bye. Yeah. So only getting like 1 week of someone at 289K is just stupid.
That's not it.
But no, obviously I think there's no threat from Brimson. So he's got, unless he gets injured, 279K, he's got that fullback spot until Campbell comes back. So yeah, look, it's worth having a punt. I think I said off podcast, if we think it's more towards that 6 week period, you've got to definitely have a crack at someone playing 80 minutes at wing fullback for a solid side at 279K.
The fours are interesting for the Titans because they have Palacia, Haas, Tino, Randall, and Fodawaker, who all won't play 80 in my eyes. So is Tino a good option here as a premium buy, because I can see him playing 70 plus, 65 plus minutes.
Yeah, I think, sorry, Ben. So I think that, in my opinion, I think Tino's definitely playing 70 minutes plus with that bench.
Yeah.
Palacios is not, I'd say, probably around that 40-minute mark a bit more than that he was at the Broncos, 30 to 40 minutes, I think. You got Isaac Liu, who's, used to be a lock, but he's more of a prop these days. But he could play lock at some point and give Tino that 10-minute rest. Aaron Clark, he can play lock as well. So there's a lot of locks there, no real standout props. I think Tino's also captain. Two takeaways from that forward pack for me for the Titans is Firma and Tino.
Yeah.
That'd be the only players I touch. Firma, I think Titans got a pretty good start to the season. It's probably why they're not really rushing back the Fifitas and Campbells, being a bit more lenient because they've got a really good draw to start the season. I really like Bo Firma personally. I'm looking at him, not sold 100%, but definitely looking at him. Potentially later in the week on the stories, I'll tell you if I'm sold or not. But for now, one to look at.
I think we've all got a soft spot for Bo Firma over here because he was in that team where we were number one.
Yeah.
And he was like that pod that we had, which was the reason. Anyway, had to flex on you guys real quick.
It's all good. Yeah, what about those Dragons scored?
Yeah, the Dragons, look, stock standard Drags, and it's a rule of thumb in my books to never get a Dragons player. But Flanagan got the 6 jersey. He's probably going to be on our bench for the all-out team purely because you just need that backup half.
And he's 300K.
300K, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bence, but look, there's nothing really else to highlight in my opinion here for the Drags at all.
Viliami Fifita, for me, off the bench. He's, 200-odd K. Just one of those players to throw in the mix, of a cheapy option that you could potentially go. Really good PPM player, points per minute. And yeah, look, he's one for me out of that side that I'm looking at saying that potentially could be one of those emergency spots in my team.
To finish off the round, boys, Dolphins and the Cows. Some interesting notes to note here for the Dolphins. Hammer's got the fullback. He's obviously a center position as well. He's an interesting option that we're looking at. Ray Stone's got the 13 jersey, but Max Plath on the bench looks to take his minutes.
Yeah, Marshall King. I haven't posted it yet, but Marshall King's actually got like a virus, so he could interchange like Plath and Marshall King. Marshall King might not play his normal minutes if he can't get over this virus, so he might only play like 30-40 minutes, and then the other 40 minutes, or 30-40 minutes goes to big old Maxi Plath.
Yeah, and for the Cows, look, we're really high on Helium Maluki. We think he's going to be a star this year, 60-plus for him. And the bench that they've named here...
Disaster. Tragic.
Absolute disaster.
What were you thinking, Todd? Like our poor old Thomas McKayley, the superstar that took the preseason challenge by storm, and he's been named on the reserves. Just an absolute diabolical, hit the trash can button, as Ben said, get him out of your side. We'll have to wait for him, unfortunately, as well. Yeah, very upsetting, Cord.
This TLT is really interesting for the Cows, and it's almost worth taking a punt because the bench that they've named, obviously Griffin Neame and Sam McIntyre will replace Tamalolo and Jordan McLean. Jake Granville, like, who knows where he's going to play if he takes Robson or he takes Cotter. And then you got Fino Fukiaki, who will probably take Lukey. But there is a good chance Cotter will play 60, 65 minutes. Like,
I've got Cotter in my team right now, and I don't think he's going anywhere.
So, I think that's definitely, Cotter's going to play good minutes. Another one, as you touched on, Cord, is Tomalolo.
Yeah.
I know washed. That he's been, he hasn't been good of late, but he is priced at 468K with a break even of 34. Look, I don't know if I can go there straight off rip, but it's something to monitor because like 468K for a one,
If you told us like 2-3 years ago, Tomalolo was this price.
At this price, you'd be absolutely jumping at the, get him in your side, hit the plus button. But unfortunately, it's just...
You'll probably get what you pay for there.
Yeah, I think it's just wait and see what sort of minutes. That's the biggest thing with Tomalolo of recent years. You just don't know how many minutes Peyton's going to play him for. So I guess that's something to monitor, Cord.
Absolutely. Well, that's TLT done. Plenty of buys for the teams. We'll just quickly touch on Vegas Gamers, boys, because they were thrilling. It's disappointing that the headline has been taken away from the actual football over the weekend. But just quickly touching on the scores, absolute disaster struck when Piacoro went down for zero. He was on 5 early points and missed a couple of tackles, then missed the one that knocked him out. So he got zero. Look, I'm not stressing at all. He'll have his 12 days off and he'll be back for round two. So I'm not stressed at
him. He's in 47.8% of teams. Like a lot of people all suffered, unfortunately, with the, I was looking at the DMs the other day and it's just Piacoro, sad react. Everyone was all up, very upset. But he'll be back. That's not, you can't drop someone like that just because he's got a head knock. That's that's not the reason why you got him in your side.
We also didn't go Walsh, Teddy, Turbo, or Latrell, who all did have good games. 50 plus for everyone, Latrell getting 80. So we're in a bit of strife there for our picks for the rest of TLT and hoping that they all get 50 plus, obviously. One that did go well was Wong, who got 44, got injured at the back end of the game. We actually don't know the severity of the injury.
Yeah, we still haven't got anything.
Know if he's injured at all. So that's a bit of a wait and see there, Bence.
We know that Tupanua's got a leg injury. I don't know the severity yet, but that's about it. I haven't heard any. A lot of people are asking about Wong, but we haven't got any intel at all about Wong's injury. So
it was a little bit disappointing to see both Tupanua and Wong not play 80. They were rotating Butcher with those two. It was
just
fantasy nightmare.
Robbo channeling is in a Brad Arthur there. It's just like,
in my opinion, it was... Look, I was pretty happy with... I didn't get Wong, but I was pretty happy with what he put forward in his minutes on the field. Mm. And I still believe that he will get more minutes than Tupanua moving forward.
Look, we won't go into the crust of the story with what happened with Murray for our team.
Oh, no.
But... Old young Michael Jones decided to change the all-out team and not his own team and brought Tino in. instead of and removing Cameron Murray.
It could be a blessing in disguise.
It could be a blessing in disguise, but we did.
He played 72 minutes.
Murray 62.
Yeah.
But you know,
we'll move
to this weekend. Burbo, a great 51 from him. 250k. You can't ask much more than that from young Burbo.
Yeah, he worked his backside off, and obviously it could have been a bit better. Missed a few tackles, but look. Yeah, 71 minutes, unreal from Burbo.
Payne Haas, as usual, 76. And look, fair play to anyone who had Joey Manu, 77. Fair play to anyone who had Brandon Smith. I'm also not convinced on Brandon Smith. Like, that rotation, he played 55 minutes, then buggered off for the last 25. So I'm not convinced at all on Brandon.
I think the biggest takeaway, boys, from the whole Vegas weekend is Tyrrell May.
Yeah, it was solid.
492K. Won't be that after this week. 54 minutes, 28 tackles, 3 tackle busts, 3 offloads, and 167 run meters for 62 points.
He's got some dog in him. He just works and works and works.
I'm very upset that I didn't get Tyrrell May. I was concerned about the minutes. We've got Hargreaves coming back this week, but obviously, as Cord said, we don't really want to go into it too much.
So those 2.7%, fair play. Fair play.
It's, with Linu up in the air, with how long he'll be out for or what the go is with that. Look, for that in 54 minutes is just incredible.
Boys, I did actually post some
Q&As.
Q&A questions. Yep. So we'll go through them to end the podcast because I know there's been a whole lot of stuff said.
Yeah, a lot of questions. The DMs are flowing.
Flooded.
What to do with Lenu? Sell. Big sell.
Enough said. I think you've got to sell to Tyrrell May if you want someone from the Roosters or around that price. He's probably going to play similar minutes, and just his PPM has just been absolutely absurd.
Yeah. Who is going to be your guy's backup hooker now that the Parramatta have gone those dual hookers? Is it a case of just wait and see and don't pick a hooker, or is it?
I think I'm leaning towards that.
There's just no good option.
Unless I'm going to downgrade other positions, I don't know where I can find the money to upgrade to someone, and I'm not buying hands if he's not playing, you know, 60, 70 minutes. Yep. So
I'm the same. I'm not going to any backup for now. I'm waiting until that one just pops up in my face, and it's irresistible.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've got until, what, round 5 if you've got, I think, Harry Grant is the Storms buyer. I think pretty sure it's Storms buyers in round 5. So got, you know, wait till then, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And look, all these questions are very similar. What's wrong with Wong? What's wrong with Tupanua?
Round four, Harry Grant's buyer. Sorry, Cord.
You definitely keep both Wong and Tupanua for now. Is Tyrrell May a pickup? That's been a very common question. It's just a wait and see.
Looks like it, though.
What's to do with Mam on fantasy? Look, if you started with Mam, you just got to stick with him because, like, you shouldn't have started with him in the first place.
Look, Mam really didn't have a great game. He did. Obviously had an interrupted preseason there. He obviously came back not as fit as he should have been. And look, he missed 9 tackles. So that's negative 18 points and made 3 errors. So he's lost 24 points.
Man, So. You go, Ben.
He's one of those guys, phenomenal real-life player, but in fantasy just never been that relevant.
Yeah.
Is Teddy the real deal? Well, it's hard to say after one round. He did have an awful 2023 to his standards.
He did look good.
He's got a very tough run. This is why I didn't get him. He's got like Broncos, Penrith, Storm, Manly, all in the first 4-5 rounds. So can he keep up the levels of scoring that he did? He played pretty well and only got 53 points. So I'd be staying clear of Teddy for now. And
if you have him,
he's not going to make it. His break even was 48 and he got 53. So he's not going to make that much money at the moment. So.
And look, the last couple of questions around here is what's to do with Pia Cora? And he's just a hold for now.
Hold. Yeah. As I said, you know, you can't bring in HIAs, you know, and we've got Pia Cora for a reason. Mm-hmm. If you want if a player is to get injured or hurt or something like that or concussed, you want it to happen in the first week because it doesn't affect their prices as much as it would in other weeks. So it, you know, sort of a blessing in disguise. And hopefully, you know, Brendan's okay. Obviously had a history with concussions, and he'll be right for the round two clash to get us some fantasy points.
It's just not worth wasting that trade, is it? At 399K, he's going to come back in a week or two.
Yeah.
He's going to be worth 600K in no time.
So. Broncos have got 11 days or whatever until their next game. So, yeah, look, hold on to Brendan. He'll be back, baby.
He'll be back.
He'll be back. And so will those Broncos. They were very
they
average.
Were awful.
Very average.
We might just leave it there then, boys. And good luck for all the coaches on the weekend. DMs will always be open.
And, yeah, make sure you follow us and
subscribe.
YouTube. Yeah, subscribe. YouTube, Spotify.
Follow Falling Wolf 114 on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. Now we're getting a bit off. I think I've been on Twitch in a little while. But, yeah, we all nearly 12K followers now.
Yeah.
We appreciate all the support. And, yeah, just make sure you give us a like and follow. And, yeah, hit us up in the DMs. We're more than happy to help you out with your teams. We'll see you next week.
See you then.
See you, boys.